Just yesterday had the four Measure C folks on the KSRO live line, and today it is Santa Rosa Councilman Tom Schwedhelm who is on the KSRO live line with the No on Measure C campaign. Good morning, Councilman.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for being with us. You are in the minority on the Santa Rosa City Council when it comes to this issue. What is wrong with Measure C?
Well, one, Measure C is very much too extreme for Santa Rosa. It's trying to fix a problem that or try to help the people who are currently renting with escalating rents. But the reality is the people that I think a lot of the yes on C voters are thinking is going to help the lowest income people of our community, and that's absolutely not going to be the case. It's actually going to prevent them from getting into some entry-level affordable housing rentals.
You know, I always think when politicians are split on an issue, we're right where we should be, and that's where we are with the city council, because half you guys are for Proposition C, half against it. What else could be done if not for this? Proposition C, Measure C, I mean.
One of the things that I was actually doing prior to us having the vote is trying to bring both sides together. Okay, what are some compromises so that we don't do a drastic measure such as Measure C that's going to have the long-term negative effects? Some things that we could do that I have proposed is create a risk mitigation fund that would help people and help landlords, except maybe some more challenging renters, because with the supply and demand issues that's going to be affected if Measure C passes, you're going to have more people competing for fewer units, because those in rent-controlled units are not going to be moving above, even if they can afford a more expensive apartment. And so with that greater competition, landlords are going to focus on just those tenants that have clear, spotless records, have never been evicted. And if you look at some of our lower-income residents, maybe they have been evicted, maybe they have lost a job, maybe they don't have their highest financial scores. And so if we're able to establish a risk mitigation pool that we could potentially share the risk of running to some of these lower-income folks with the landlords instead of putting it all on the landlords. We've also talked about improving and introducing some landlord-tenant education programs, because there are also some landlords that don't understand their responsibilities of being landlords, and many tenants don't understand their rights of being landlords and then, or of being tenants. And one additional thing that the city council will be discussing in the coming weeks is a rental inspection program, because everyone deserves a clean place to live.
Yep.
And a rental inspection program, I believe, is something that the city can do to encourage, again, the responsibility of the landlords, but also of the tenants, to make sure that everyone has a safe place to call home.
Well, one of the let's talk money, Tom, because the No on Measure C campaign is outspending the Yes on C about 8-1. It raised about over $800,000 for No on Measure C. A lot of that money has come from the places like the National Association of Realtors and the California Association of Realtors. Some people have a problem with that money coming from those areas.
And, you know, that's been a fascinating conversation I've been hearing, because if you look at who, there is a lot of construction going on right now in the city of Santa Rosa. If you look around on the east side or on the west side of town, we have the North Street Apartments on the west side of town, or the east side of town, I'm sorry. And who are many of these builders? These are builders coming from outside of Santa Rosa. So I find it peculiar that it's okay for developers who have money from outside the area coming in to build the homes, but yet to further their investment in the property, of which some people believe that that's what Measure C or a No on C will do, is protect their future investments, that now all of a sudden, no, you can't have it both ways. I just don't understand that. Because, again, some of the biggest developers that are currently building housing in Santa Rosa are from outside the area of Santa Rosa.
Well, one of the main concerns, and we run the No on Measure C spots here on KSRO too, is that they seem to try to pound in the message that Measure C will, the passage of Measure C won't help homelessness in Sonoma County. And I guess my question to you is, who thought it would?
Well, that's a whole issue. We're not focusing on what the issue is. So, in my opinion, Measure C is a solution looking for a problem to solve. Our number one issue that the council has agreed on is ending homelessness. This is a distraction we're creating, and if Measure C passes, we're creating a whole additional city bureaucracy, and that takes time and effort and the talents of many of our city employees. So rather than focusing on our housing action plan and actually making sure that more houses get built here. We're being distracted by managing, you know, to the tune of at least minimally $1.4 million, a whole new bureaucracy.
Well, we're going to find out next Tuesday as Measure C ends up on the Santa Rosa ballot along with Measure D. That is Santa Rosa Councilman Tom Schwedhelm. Tom, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks again for the invitation.
All right, we will talk to you again.